Welcome to a 12 Tribes of Israel podcast. Thank you for visiting the website, 12t.co. Our telephone number is 888-447-1695. I'm going through it really quick with y'all today because I'm under the weather and I wanted to make sure I put something up, you know, for y'all to listen to. Last time we went over the law in Deuteronomy chapter 31 during the Feast of Tabernacles, showing how the Most High gave a commandment to the teachers and the priests, the elders and the judges, stating that every 7 years they were to make sure Israel learned the laws throughout the 8 days of the feast. So what that means is that the Most High wants us to have habits, right, that are righteous, that are going to give us improvement in this truth. You have to understand that some of us will learn our nationality and people will actually stay in the same lifestyle that they were in when they first heard about the truth. And they'll continue that way for many years. And if you are that type of person, then you wasted your purpose. You wasted the point of learning that you are of the nation of Israel. The whole reason of learning that you are an Israelite is so that you could change to become the people of the Most High, to be his chosen daughter, chosen son. All right. So obviously from that law in Deuteronomy, we learned that one of the main things the Most High wants from us is to learn. Right. One of the key things he wants is for us to grow spiritually in understanding, in knowledge, and in wisdom. Now, check this out. Besides the fact that that law is teaching us, the leaders are supposed to teach us daily during the feast days, it's also showing you that you will gain greater understanding because you will be able to what? Ask questions. That is one of the benefits and habits. And there's so many, which we are going to record all of them if it be the Lord's will. Even though the Feast of Tabernacles ended, well, today is the Feast of the New Moon, the new month. So it's the same thing. Even though it's not 7 or 8 days like Passover or like Tabernacles, or like the Feast of Dedication, yet is a day still for what? Learning. Like, the last day that we had of Tabernacles, we didn't even go over a topic. Because brothers basically kept asking questions, one after another. And what the scriptures teach us is if you're, you know, aspire to be a leader in Israel, or a teacher, or a priest, or a judge, or elder, pastor, whatever title there is, right? You have to be ready to give what? Answers. So we're going to start in the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2. And let me turn there real quick. 2 Timothy chapter 2. And we're going to begin at verse 24. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 24. And the servant of the Lord must not strive. What does that mean? The servant of the Most High should not get into what? Arguments. Should not be in debates. Should not be going back and forth in strife, in contention, like how the scripture talks about, in arguments. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men. What do I mean by be gentle unto all men? That means that he must have the spirit of kindness. He must have patience. He must have understanding that everyone is not at his level, because that's how people look at it, like, oh, you're beneath me, even though really that's foolishness to even think that way. But the point of the matter is people come from different lifestyles, different backgrounds. People come from different kind of mindsets, different upbringing. So you have to be gentle. Does that mean that you're going to spare in correction? And, oh, I can't say this because it might hurt that person's feelings. No, it doesn't mean that you hold back the correction. But what it means is that the way you teach, the way you approach someone, it doesn't have to be rough. It doesn't have to be you trying to assert your authority when there's no need for it. So the scripture says, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient. What does apt to teach mean? Ready always to what? Teach. You must be what? Patient. When someone comes and asks you a question, you got to be ready to give them an answer and make sure that you're patient with them. All right? You can't be like, oh, you don't get it? Oh, I can't teach you that. You have to be understanding. And if they don't understand one way, there's many other ways you can explain it. That's why when you look at the laws of the Most High, you look at the scriptures in general, you could find scriptures that explain it multiple ways. So in case you don't get it one way, you get it what? Another way. That's like sometimes you say to children, what's 2 plus 3? And they're like, huh? What's 2 plus 3? 2 plus 3. Because they see the numbers and they see the plus sign. But when you tell them, put two fingers up and put three more fingers up and count them, instead of adding is what? Counting, they go, oh, now I get it, 2 plus 3. And sometimes you got to tell them what? What's 3 plus 2? And flip it around. If they know the answer another way, they'd be like, it's the same thing. 2 plus 3 is the same as 3 plus 2. Right? So the same thing goes for the scriptures. Sometimes you got to start with a person. They'd be like, I don't get it. How you claiming to be the Jews when white people are the Jews? You could start from the end, Revelations 2 and 9. There's people that are going to claim to be Jews but are not. They are the synagogue of who? Satan. Right? Or you could start from the beginning. The Jews were always black, dark-skinned people. See what I'm saying? So it's still the same thing. It's 2 plus 3, 3 plus 2, the same result. So the teacher must be apt to teach, ready. Apt means good at it, right? Apt to teach and patient. Hold your spot in 2 Timothy, and let's go to the book of 1 Peter chapter 3. So one of the blessings of coming together on the feast days is the fact that you could ask questions. Don't tell me you could ask questions and that you could do that anywhere because it's not the same result. You watching a video, you can't ask no questions watching a video. You know what I'm saying? It's not the same when you have the person right in front of you. And while they're speaking, you might get some confusion about what they say. Of course, you're not going to interrupt. You wait for them to finish, and then you raise your hand and you say, what do you mean by this? Or what about this scripture I was reading? It doesn't say the same thing. So we're going to 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15 says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. That means you got to have a clean mind. You got to purify your minds and think about the Most High in a good way. So in your heart is not referring to the heart that pumps blood. It's talking about your mind. Your mind must be clean when you come to serve the Most High. So look what it said. And be ready always to give an answer. That's the same thing we read where? In Timothy. Be apt to teach. So when you come to the assembly and you come to keep the feast days, understand and know that the teacher that is in front of you, even if he had a set class that he wanted to go over, he's supposed to have the ability to answer your question and be ready to give you what? An answer. Because there be times where brothers, right, they don't have the spirit of the Most High, and they get upset when someone asks them a question, like, oh, you, hold on, we're going over this. When that person, their question might be a reason of the hope that is in you. What do I mean, a reason of the hope that is in you? They're asking the question because they want to have their faith increased. They might be lacking hope. You know what I'm saying? So they're trying to get that hope, and you might have the reasons of why they should continue in the truth. But you're trying to teach a class to make yourself sound good, like, oh, I wrote down these notes, which, first of all, there's nothing wrong with doing that, right? But the scriptures tell you what? That if you have the Holy Spirit, you're going to have the ability to what? Speak wisdom at all times. So, I got these notes right here. Yeah, I got this crazy breakdown. And then when they raise their hand, they throw your class all off. Where you can't even go to the left or to the right. And the whole notes that you had actually doesn't address the question. And that might be relating to what? The topic. How then you're going to deal with it? You see what I'm saying? So it shows a teacher must be ready to give an answer. So, like, a person might be in their mind, like, why should I keep the Sabbath? And then they're back in their mind, they're like, well, Matthew 12, Christ said, you know, and they got this perception of Matthew 12 that is incorrect. Here it is, you've been teaching, keep the Sabbath, keep the Sabbath, keep the Sabbath, but in the back of their mind, Satan is going, Matthew 12, didn't Christ say this in Matthew 12? What about this in Matthew 12? What about that in Matthew 12? Which has nothing to do with what? Christ did not give us a license to break the Sabbath in Matthew 12. Even though you might read it with that perception, because you don't know the laws, if you ask the question, but what about Matthew 12, brother? Didn't Christ say this? And if that brother is skilled in the scripture, he's going to do what? Give you reasons to keep the Sabbath day. And it will give you hope unto what? The kingdom. That's what I mean by always give an answer to everyone that asks of you a reason of the hope that is in you. With meekness, what I mean with meekness, when you answer someone, be humble. Because at one point, maybe you had that same question. And the way that you was told was not in a humble way. Like, the way you want to be treated, or the way that you wanted to be treated, that's the way you should treat others, right? With meekness and fear. What I mean by fear? It has to be in the fear of the Lord, according to the Most High's commandments. Let's go back to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2. And let's read verse 25. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 25. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. What I mean in meekness? The same thing we read in Peter's. In humility, being what? Humble. Instructing means what? Giving instructions, telling people what to do according to the scriptures. Look, the scripture says this is what you're supposed to do. That's what instructions is, right? Instructing those that oppose themselves. Half of the time, your enemy is yourself. That's what the scripture says, oppose themselves. Half of the time, people are causing harm to themselves. Spiritually and how? Physically. So you come in as a teacher, you're supposed to be up there teaching the lesson, and if you're apt to teach, if you're ready at all times, even when it's not time for class, even when you're just around people, you start talking about scriptures, that person might hear some instructions or some correction that they didn't even were realizing that they were doing harm to themselves. They didn't realize, damn, I was in sin all this time. I'm glad that the teacher said this while he was teaching. Or I'm glad that while he was talking, he mentioned this scripture or that scripture. You can't get that from the video. You can't get that from an audio lesson. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that it's wrong for you to learn, you know, from a video or audio lesson, but that's not the end all and be all. When you look at the scriptures, the people learn from Christ by following him and going where he was at. When you read the law, okay, about the feast, it didn't say keep the feast, you know, glued to your chair watching a video. It said what? Make an effort to travel to the place which the Lord thy God shall choose. Right? And there's many benefits to that, which we'll get into those habits in the next class. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. So that means that while you're teaching, they're like, oh, that cut me. That's why the scripture says that. And then they say in their minds, I need to repent for that. I need to get myself right for this and that I did. And here it is that they're feeling like you're talking directly to them, but you don't even know that the lesson has anything to do with them. You're just teaching. But who's the one speaking? The Most High. Okay, so when a brother is apt to teach, like Christ said in Matthew 10 and 20, it is not ye that speak, but the Father that speaketh through you. So when a brother is humble and a brother is dealing with the Holy Spirit of the Most High, there's nothing wrong with having notes and having a set class, but there's times when brothers need to what? Ask their questions. You know what I'm saying? Even if it might seem simple, even if it might seem, you know, like something that you will understand and you, like, everybody else should get it. Your job is not to deny that person the answer. Your job is not to critique their level of, you know, understanding in the scriptures. Your job is to build them up. So don't be afraid to ask questions. You know why? Because the more questions you ask, the more you help yourself. And also, if that brother is not a true teacher of the Most High, that will be revealed to you through asking questions. Because the more you learn the scriptures, if someone's teaching you wrong and you find a scripture that says a little bit different about what they're saying, they should be able to answer why that scripture seems to be contradicting what they're teaching. Because the Bible doesn't contradict itself. The Bible doesn't fight itself. It only starts contradicting when you got people putting their own thoughts and feelings and their own mindset to it. So in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure, meaning perhaps, the Most High will give them the understanding so that they will repent to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves. They might what? They might be like, oh, snap. I didn't know that I was being wicked. That's why Moses said that in Deuteronomy 31. People were coming to the feast. They thought it was just going to be eating and drinking, doing sacrifices and enjoying the music and dancing or whatever, right? The festivities. But here it is on that seventh year, you wasn't expecting everybody returning to Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, the Deuteronomy, and just reading straight law. Bang! Law after law. And you're like, oh man, you know the scripture said? You're not supposed to take the chicken and the eggs. I did that last week. No wonder my household is jacked up financially, right? Like, let's say, imagine. Because those are laws people might not even pay attention to. Oh, man, you know, well, I got this rash because my clothes is not 100%. So you get all these understanding, all this wisdom and understanding all in one shot, in one feast, because the Bible cannot be covered in one day. And then you grow and grow and grow. So imagine that being done every feast. Not just every 7 years, but every tabernacles. Let's start from the top. Every Sabbath. Every what?
New moon.
New moon. Every what? Every Passover. Every Feast of First Fruits. Every Day of Simon. Every Memorial Blowing of Trumpets. Every Day of Atonement. Every Feast of Tabernacles, every Feast of Dedication, every Feast of Destruction of Nicanor, and every Feast of Purim. Imagine you learning the laws like that. But notice that I started off with what? Every Sabbath. So the first habit that you need to learn is how to keep the weekly Sabbath. Verse 26 says, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, so they will get out of the trap of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Meaning, taken captive means that the Satan got you chained up. Anytime he wants to make you do something, all he got to do is whisper in your ear a little bit and you're already doing it. Because you have no what? Self-control. You have no temperance. You're not spiritually built up to battle him. So by you coming around and asking questions, because sometimes the questions has to be something as in those lines. Like, I'm going through this problem. How did you handle it when you was in my shoes? You know, because sometimes you got people that go through the same experience. Not sometimes, the majority of the time. The majority of the time people come in and they expect their whole family to receive the truth. And you got to remind them, no, youngin, my family didn't receive it. Your family might not. But my mom is cool. My dad is cool. My brothers and sisters, oh man, wait till they hear this. They're going to be so happy because they love the scriptures. They study the scriptures every day. And you go home and then you come back with your shoulders all down to the floor. You're like, ah, man, you know, they're talking about they're going to disown me. You know, I'm in a cult and all this type of madness. Even though you're showing them proof and they can't show you nothing. So the point is, by you having that access to the brothers, that's why the Most High said to put elders in every gates of the city, in every town, that they were supposed to be judges to judge matters in just wisdom. That was there for the purpose of building us up as a people. And that's what we're lacking in this time period. First, you need to keep the Sabbath day so that you know how to keep the feast days. That's one of the great habits that you could create from actually traveling to keep the feast days. That's one of the great habits you could learn by keeping the feast days, how to keep the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day is the day that every time you will be physically and spiritually refreshed, you'll be charged up, you will learn something new, and correct yourself more and more every day until a perfect day. All right, like how we went over this new moon. Matter of fact, let's read that scripture. Proverbs. And we're going to end it here. So there's so many habits you could learn from the feast days. One, learning. Two, ask questions. And you're supposed to get answers. That's what we're reading. Expect from your elders to give you answers. If they're not giving you answers, then you know they're not fulfilling their duty that we read in the law in Deuteronomy 31. What else can you learn? Fellowship, charity. What else can you learn? How to help your nation. I mean, there's so many things, but we're going to go one by one. One by one. So today's one habit that you should learn is ask questions. This is not churchianity where you sit there and they tell you to stand up, you sit down, kneel, shake hands, and then you go home. You know what I'm saying? Ask questions. Read your Bible so you have questions. Because if you're like, I don't got no questions, maybe it's because you're not studying. Because guess what? When you're in the world, you got thousands of questions. But your priest can't give it to you. And if you want to get a one-on-one with your priest, you got to grease his palms. Straight up. I remember when I was a kid, my mother had some questions of a Catholic priest. She had to basically first give him money before she could talk to him. And that's the same way in every type of churchianity there is. In the truth, freely receive, freely give. That doesn't mean you don't help the truth financially, but what it means is you are supposed to receive answers. A cult keeps you without knowledge. So how is it a cult if you're going to be taught from the scriptures directly? All right, Proverbs 4, let's get this over with. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. So when you're walking in the right direction, like keeping the feast days, if you say to yourself, you know what? They sounded like they were having a good time on the feast days. I want to get to experience that myself. And then you start actually going to the Sabbaths and the feast days. All you're doing is making your path brighter and brighter until eventually you're trying to reach what? Perfection. Because that's what's required of every single one of us. Christ said, be ye therefore perfect as your heavenly Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. So with that, giving all praise and honor to the Most High. Like I said, we all under the weather here. It's that type of season where people start getting sick. But we don't want to leave you without a recording this week. And expect different recordings. Don't expect hour lessons, 2-hour lessons, or pre-recorded classes. Respect spontaneous stuff sometimes. All right? It might be short, few minutes things. But it might help you during the day. It might make you focus during the day. Expect, you know, classes relating to questions that people might have. And I love those type of classes. So if you have questions, please send them over. With that, giving all praise and honor to the Most High, again, everybody say shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.